Chapter 3, The 13th Muffin. As Janner was pulled to the floor and jabbed from every angle, he finally put a name with the voice he heard. Guildmaster Clout. But why in the world would Clout be here? And why would he ambush Janner in his own home? And why, above all things, would he and several other voices be laughing while they poked Janner in the ribs and legs and gut?
"Happy birthday, laddie!" roared Poto,
and at once the main room of Chimney Hill was flooded with lamplight. The cluster of bodies that had tackled Janner dispersed and left him dazed and blinking on the floor. Janner saw not only Clout, but 8 of his fellow Durgan guildlings, dressed in black and grinning. Kalmar howled with laughter, and Lili beamed. Nia emerged from the kitchen with a platter piled high with honey muffins, then placed it on the table, which was heavy with steaming food.
"It's my birthday?" Janner asked, which only made everyone laugh harder.
"I had a feeling you'd forgotten," Nia said. "Things have been too busy lately to keep track of the days, let alone the dates. So yes, it's your birthday. Your 13th birthday." At last, a smile spread over Janner's face. He brushed himself off and greeted his fellow guildlings with playful punches.
"Larnik! Brosa, how long have you been here?"
"Long enough to want to eat a hen foot," Brosa said.
"Let's eat," said Kelvio Sally. "My dogs are aching for the scraps."
Janner hugged Poto and his mother, remembering Nia's comment about how tall he'd grown. How had he forgotten his own birthday? He had asked her about it weeks earlier, but with his Durgan training, his thags, his winter chores, and his anxiety about the coming war, the last thing on his mind was his birthday. The meal was a combination of his favorites. Spice-roasted shad haunch, butterfire biscuits, hogpig gravy, pumpkin soup, soak beans, and herder's meat pie. But even better than the food was the joy he felt in the presence of his family and friends. Guildmaster Clout, Larnik and Brosa, Morsha McFig, Charleston James, Joe Bill and Quincy Candlesmith, along with 2 of the O'Sally brothers, Kelvy and young Thorne, who sat quietly beside Lili. Janner had been in class and played countless games with these friends, but they had never before gathered at Chimney Hill for a meal. The fact that they had done so in his honor filled him with gladness. They ate and ate, Poto regaling Janner's friends with the most embarrassing stories he could think of.
"Like the time you got your head stuck in the yard gate."
"That never happened," Janner said.
"Did it not?"
Poto said, taking a greasy bite of...